this by telling me to hold on to my butthole? Is that how you want to start this podcast? This is supposed to be the world's greatest action sports podcast.
Well, when you're holding on to your butthole, everything is the greatest.
God, you're right. Hi.
Wait, hi. Todd. Does it sound better now?
It sounds horrible, but you know what? It's fine.
How about now?
That's better.
Okay, good.
That's great. Hey, Todd. This is the Monday Mass on Tuesday.
Aloha,
November 26th. I'm still in the North Shore of Oahu. I achieved my goal today of finding the smallest rideable wave on the entire North Shore, which is a gift that I've been given by, Jesus, Buddha. Somebody gave it to me.
Did you go to Freddyland?
Don't say the F word.
No.
I went to the beach park, legit one-foot wave, and kind of ripped it, to be honest.
Really?
Like, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. A lot of people will probably be... I'm probably going to be talked about on multiple vlogs, other podcasts that aren't quite as good as this one. You know how it is. But where are you? That's what the people want to know.
Oh, I'm in NorCal right now, and it's hella sick.
Whoa, it's dude.
It is hella sick.
Why are you flexing right now? I can feel it. Coming to the phone.
I have flannel on, and I'm riding an anti-hero. No, I'm actually riding a Santa Cruz board, so I'm fitting right in.
How high? Did you pull your socks up?
No, see, I'm not wearing... No. But I always pull my socks up because they're like shin guards.
You know I'd have my socks pulled up.
I don't like quitters. I'm not down with quitters.
Todd, this is a very special episode. It's being recorded via satellite yet again. I am on the North Shore of Oahu. You are in Northern California.
Yes.
My roommates are all here. They're staring at me. We got Dan Shetron, an incredible cinematographer. We got Ian Folke right here.
I'm electric. Oh, the folk man.
We got Kaipo Guerrero. He's in the kitchen. He's actually making some rice right now as we speak.
I feel like that could be a Southern song. Kaipo's in the kitchen cooking up the medicine. And who?
Kaipo, come here and tell us what you're making for breakfast. This is what the people want to hear. This is what makes this the world's greatest action sports podcast. We got stars of our sport. Kaipo, give us your morning update. What's happening?
Morning update. We are cooking a tasty canned meat processed by Hormel. It's really popular in the islands. It's known as Spam. It's good for all occasions. It's good for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And it has a shelf life of usually about 15 years. Salty, sweet Spam. So that's what's for breakfast.
Mm.
It's really good. Have you had Spam before, Todd?
No, I haven't had Spam. Well, maybe I had Spam.
You're such a holly.
Never?
I'm super holly. I might have had Spam. Maybe I didn't know it. I think my grandma used to eat Spam.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
Well, the Spam that we're eating lately has 25% less sodium. So it's the healthiest Spam you can get.
Look, I feel like Spam is now a sponsor. Should we get that shit out of the way? Let's do it.
Well, you don't have to talk to Kaipo about it because he's pretty much lobbying for that sponsorship. Let's get a word from Dan Shetron. Dan, come here. Dan is behind the lens, capturing some of the greatest moments of the year on the championship tour. Did he capture
any of your 2-foot moments this morning?
No. My girlfriend filmed it. Carolyn's actually here. We're going to get her on the podcast, too. Everybody gets some today. Dan, what's the best thing you filmed this year on the championship tour?
It was probably your barrel. It was about a week ago.
I saw that. It was about
a 2-foot wave. You got in for about 0.5 seconds.
Yep.
Or maybe it was your air that you did.
Yeah.
That was the best one of the year.
For real, though, what's your favorite moment?
Favorite moment this year? Oh my gosh.
There's been so many.
It all blends together.
Mic'd up with Kimmy and Moniz, New York.
Probably when we did the mic'd up with Kalia in New York, we had Kaipo and he was double fisting margarita slushies in styrofoam cups walking around the city of New York, also doing surf breaks. It was quite a sight to see.
Wow. So nothing anybody cares about. No, just kidding. I care about Kaipo with slushies. No, Dan actually, he makes, mic'd up sound waves. You make the kind of mini documentaries. Yeah, he's the man. He's being very humble. Ian Folke, come here. Folky is the arguably the most handsome member of our commentary team.
Folky is the star of the Trestles Cam Rewind. Let's post it on Instagram.
I've invited you to come surf with me. And by the way, that's Malibu for the record. First point of Malibu for the record, in case anyone wants to know. Actually, funny enough, I had a guy come up to me and be like, man, I didn't know Malibu got so good. And he lives in North County, and you guys know him, and I'm not going to say his name and blow him out on the podcast. But I was like, how did he actually think this was Malibu?
Yeah.
But so I then, to my point,
dumb
it works.
In general.
It works. Okay. And I tag Swamis a lot, too, because I don't
sick
like
sick laughs at Malibu, huh?
Sick yeah. laughs at Malibu.
Ian Folky is on our sideline commentary team. He gets those epic postseason interviews and sideline hits. You also are high up the food chain at Electric, which we know. And you were top of the food chain at Pipeline this morning. That must have felt pretty good. Until Kaipo paddled out.
When I saw Kaipo paddle out, I promptly paddled down the beach because I didn't want him to snap on me. But, you know, I think it's one of those ones on the North Shore. It's really hard to catch waves. And if you want to catch waves, you got to be up early. You got to be caffeinated. And you just got to be on it because you never know when the wave of the winter for you might right. come.
Is Kaipo more vibey when he's at home? Is he vibey Kaipo right now?
He's been yelling at us all week long.
Wow.
He's comfortable. He's comfortable in Hawaii.
Yeah. I remember cuddly Kaipo. This new island Kaipo is scary, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Right now he's cooking spam and rice, no shirt, big gold chain out. It's sketchy. Let's
Damn.
Get to the show.
All right.
I'm going to edit that whole thing out, okay? None of that is making the podcast. This is the Monday Mass. Chris Cote, Todd Richards, and company. And Todd, this episode, as always, is brought to you by K2 Snowboarding, and there's some new news there. Do you know who Russ Pope is, Todd?
Sure.
Legend, right? Amazing artist.
Who doesn't know who that is?
Do you know who Jake Kuzik is?
Yep.
Russ Pope, Jake Kuzik, collab, out any minute, if not out now. And there's actually a contest up right now on the K2 Snowboarding Instagram page. I'm going to tag you on it, Todd, and we're going to win that K2 Russ Pope collab. It's going to be epic. Can't wait.
Sweet.
And you all out there listening, you can win that too. Well, not all of you, one of you. So thank you, K2. Adventure.io, and Todd, I got big news for you.
The adventure on my body is going to happen?
No, the inside Todd Richards adventure is still
yes.
up for debate as to if we're going to do that or not, but the Monday Mass experience
Booyah.
Has been posted, and we got a taker.
Who?
Rhino. One of our favorite commentators, our favorite question askers, is asking to get involved and to have an adventure with us. So
All right.
no pressure. He gets to really see how the sausage is made, if you know what
Buckle
I'm saying.
Up.
Yeah. There are all kinds of adventures that you can experience only at Adventure.io. So if you don't want to come and sweat in the hot box with Todd Richards and I and listen to us talk, you can go free diving, cave diving, mountain biking, surfing, wakeboarding, wake surfing, e-foiling, etc. Get the Adventure.io app. OGO bags. The only reason I'm wearing clothes right now and I'm not nude on the North Shore is because I have an OGO bag that I was able to put clothes into to bring over, and I also fit my skateboard in there, which, side note, I skated the Pipeline Park 3 days ago, and I stepped in what I believe to be human feces and
oh.
then stepped on my board, so there's human shit on my skateboard.
Oh, shit tape is so great.
Which, this board needs to be burned. But luckily,
who takes a shit in a skate park? Honestly,
you know, look around. You were just at a skate park.
Yeah,
it seems like
as,
the perfect
dirty,
place to shit.
As dirty as the skate park is, I didn't see any human feces anywhere.
Well, I'm just speculating here. The size of it, the consistency, did not correlate with what I'm used to seeing from canine, aka dog feces, which leads
Mortars.
Me to believe it's human. And
upright.
I asked two of my friends I was skating with, I go, you know that poo over there? Do you think that was human? And they go, oh, yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
But whatever. Thankfully, there's actually a mobile skate shop over here on the North Shore called Skate Supply, which is a friend of ours, Noah Montes. And he's got a whole skate shop in his van. It's sick.
There you go.
He'll skate, and then he'll go open up the shop, so I'm going to buy a new board and burn the old one because there's shit on it.
Did you skate? Does Volcom have the mini ramp in front of their house again, or was that from last year?
They don't. I posted a throwback. They do not have
most scenic mini ramp on the planet.
Location, location, location. That's what's up.
True dad.
Thanks again to OGO. NanoCraft CBD. It's been coming in handy.
I'm going to lather myself in CBD after that skate session. I am old as fuck, Chris. I'm going to tell you right now.
You are?
I am old, and it hurts. It hurts.
It hurts just to say the O word sometimes.
It hurts to land stuff. Like, that's when you know you're really old. Like, not only does it hurt to fall, but it hurts equally as bad when you land.
Yeah. So, yeah, yes. The landing. Yeah, so you're going to just bathe in NanoCraft CBD. I've been doing the last 3 days, 100 push-ups a day, and with that, the need for NanoCraft CBD is escalating quickly.
Wow. You're doing 100 push-ups a day?
Yeah. Well, my girlfriend just got here, and I've been eating ice cream every day too, so it's just a balance. You realize I'm walking around the North Shore with my shirt off next to like tens of thousands of the most just ripped, fittest, tan, beautiful men on the planet.
Yeah, but like, you know, you could be a unique flower in a sea of roses.
That's true.
You could be like, you know, and then you'd stand out.
I'm the Venus flytrap of flowers over here on the North Shore. Very unique.
There you go.
New Greens. You know, we've been getting on that New Greens program. I know you have too, Todd.
Every day.
You introduced me to New Greens, and I thank you for that. I'm going to live longer thanks to you. So everybody in the world can thank you for introducing me to New Greens because they get more of
me. I used to think health supplements were for kooks, but now I'm really into them.
Well, we are kooks, but we're healthy kooks.
Right.
Chemistry surfboards. Did you bring your chemistry surfboards on your NorCal trip?
No, I should have, but my son broke his shoulder. And then, so since he did that, my surf partner went away and it was huge. Like, if I was out there, I would feel like I was on the menu and also like I was going to drown. It was absolutely massive driving up the coast yesterday.
Well, speaking of chemistry surfboards and big waves, Baron Mamiya has been absolutely ripping. He is on a trajectory to make the championship tour. And he's got one more big test in front of him, Sunset Beach. So we'll see if Baron Mamiya can push his chemistry surfboards to the next level. Get himself on the dream tour. What do you guys vote? Is I'm holding a house vote. Raise your hands if you think Baron Mamiya is going to make the 2020 championship tour. 1, 2, 3 hands are raised. No word from Carolyn. She's back there getting ready for lunch. So 4 of 5 of the house people here at Pipeline think Baron's going to make the tour.
How do you get ready for lunch?
I don't know, makeup and
stuff. What do you mean? Like what is lunch?
We'll ask her. This is going to be her debut on the podcast if she's ready in time. She did, like a little angel she is, bring a fresh bag of Panakin coffee and tea.
Yay.
And I told her that it's illegal to smuggle coffee to Hawaii, so she had to smuggle it, if you know what I mean. It's gnarly. But she did it, and we have it now.
She hit coffee in her vagina.
Whoa.
Chris, that's how you say
it. Jesus Christ, Todd. No. She put it in her carry-on bag. God.
That's the kind of podcast you said we have here.
That's
the kind of podcast.
There's no limits to where we go. YouOnline.com. YouOnline.com. That's our home on the internet. And iTunes and Stitcher and everywhere else. But we lean on YouOnline.com. So that's our sponsors. That's our interviews with my roommates over here. All of this is still going to be... we haven't even started yet. All of that's cut.
Yep. Here we go.
Surf Let's News go is brought ahead. To you by Chemistry Surfboards, the Hawaiian Pro. It's a wrap. Frederico Marias gets the win and qualifies for the championship tour. Carolyn, come here. Please come here. She said no. Todd was just talking about you. Yeah, he was. Come here. This is Carolyn's debut on the Monday Mass. Talk about her every time. Todd just said you're lovely, and he says thank you for bringing us Panic and Coffee and Tea.
You're welcome.
You smuggled it.
I smuggled it across state lines.
Yeah.
Wow.
And Todd, yeah.
Chris said that you smuggled
it. No, I didn't.
Vagina.
I didn't say that.
And it's nothing compared to what Chris smuggled up his ass on his way here.
True yep. that. Mm-hmm. And he didn't even need to smuggle it. That's the screwed up part.
No. He just wanted to do it for fun. He loved
right.
it.
Right.
I smuggled contraband gummy bears up there, not even in a bag.
Nope.
Okay, Carolyn, say hi to the people.
Hi, people.
All right.
Told you, it's
okay,
true.
Enough of this. We need to get to this podcast. We don't have all day.
You probably didn't. You probably. Like 3 days. I told you. Get over this. I told you I had a girlfriend. She says you didn't know her because she goes to a different school.
Okay.
You I met her over Canada. Summertime in Canada. She's from Canada. Okay, so Federico Moraes won the Hawaiian Pro. He is now a lock for the championship tour. Standouts, Ethan Ewing, definitely one of them. Matthew McGillivray, one of the hardest, low-key hardest names to pronounce in all of surfing. Matthew McGillivray. Say it with me, Todd.
McGillivray.
Matthew McGillivray.
Matthew McGillivray.
Do you have any? Did you have anybody in the Olympics or in big snow events, like a Russian snowboarder or somebody?
Yeah, actually, there was this one girl. She was from Alaska, and her last name was Tchaikovsislav, and she was a border cross racer. So it was when you had to like announce a border cross fast, and there's people making passes on the border cross, you'd be like, and whoever's coming around the turn, and then so she was always really good, so you'd have to say her name Tchaikovsislav like really fast. It was super difficult.
Tchaikovsislav. My favorite heat I think I've ever commentated was a couple years ago, and it was Alejo Muniz, Carlos Munoz, and Seth Moniz. Wow. All in the same heat. Tongue twisting.
You got to do that sometimes. You got to exercise the way that your brain communicates with your tongue, Chris.
Well, my parents always told me to stretch my mouth out before talking. So I've learned. So stop number one of the Vance Triple Crown of Surfing is over. Now we're at sunset. We've had one full day. John Florence announced he was in, and now he announced he's out. But then Gabriel Medina's in. And Slater's in too. So John,
what's the deal?
Well, he had a change of heart, apparently, and I don't know if it was like a forecast thing or something. But basically, he in a Stab interview said that he wants to just kind of sit back and watch qualification. He does not want to play a spoiler for that, which is cool. It would have been fun to watch John surf Sunset, but as of now, he is in for Pipeline, and he's actually got a really good interview up on Stab right now. So shout out to Stab for locking John in. And he got engaged. So there is wow. some lovely news coming from the North Shore.
That's
but read
big
the interview.
News.
Yeah, read the Stab interview with John Florence. It's great. Medina is in for Sunset. And Medina, unlike John Florence, doesn't give a fuck. He's gonna come in and try to beat everyone because he's the Darth Vader of surfing, and that's fine with us. Or is he the Darth Maul. Who from Star Wars is Gabriel Medina?
Jar Jar Binks.
Jar Jar Binks? No, because Jar Jar don't win. Gabriel wins, son.
Well, listen.
Who's Adam Driver again?
You play the villain. He's Kylo Ren, dude.
Well, jeez. See, okay, this is what I was talking. You guys, this is what I was talking about yesterday. The only time Todd gets heated is when you misname a Star Wars character.
It's true.
That's the only thing he gets mad about.
Look,
okay,
George Lucas
Gabriel's
didn't
the
me.
Kylo Ren of...
Right.
But that's fine. He's probably going to win Sunset. And survey says Italo's going to win the world title.
You think Italo's going to win it? You think that's where it's at right now?
Yeah. He's been out of Pipeline every big day. And none of the other... But, I don't know, Gabriel's pretty good. But we're not there yet. We're still at Sunset.
Can we talk? Well,
where are we?
Concentrating on Sunset now. When can we talk about Pipe?
We're past Sunset now. Let's talk about Pipe. The Billabong Pipe Masters coming up.
And so.
And the Pipe Trials.
Mason Ho's barrel from last week, where he basically, I don't even know how to describe that drop in.
His back leg was blown off his board, and you put it back on casually, like a
that
G.
That was the craziest drop-in I've ever seen, ever.
You know what? I feel like this year, and I feel like I've been here for so many years, and since I'm not surfing Pipeline, I'm mostly just watching it, and I feel like this year, Pipeline has been firing. Kaipo, you agree?
100%.
This has been one of the best Pipeline years we've seen in a long time. Even Joel Tudor said it yesterday when Joel Tudor was on set with us at Sunset. The sessions, especially in the evening, have been magical. And all these houses on the beach are team houses. So you've got a bunch of people on the balconies, a bunch of people in the sand. We saw one of the best moments we saw from a couple days ago. Mark Healy got incredibly barreled. He comes walking up the beach, and we all start cheering for him. The houses start cheering. It's just moments like that that are uncatchable by Instagram or red camera are happening every day. And that's the best part of the North Shore, in my opinion.
It's really kind of just like a big skate park, you know?
Yeah.
Or, you know, it's like a huge session that everyone's kind of involved in. I don't think there's any place like that on the planet for any sport, really.
It's a coliseum.
It is a coliseum.
So Pipe Masters is coming up. We got the Lululemon Maui Pro coming up, and we have Folky.
Yeah.
We have a mole over in Maui. I'm not calling your wife a mole.
It sounds like you just called
that kind of sounded
wow.
like. So
I did
Rosie Hodge is lot. In Maui.
You forgot to use the more prime term. She's an operative.
An operative.
Special agent.
Give
as
us
Swell.
The give us the Lululemon Maui Pro update.
Well, the special operative of Swell that we have over there, aka Rosie Hodge. Has let us know that it's going to be off for a couple days, but this weekend is going to be sick. So it's going to be hot action, and someone's going to win a world title.
There you go.
Wow.
Don't tell Rosie I called her a mole.
You got a lot of stuff you've said so far today. I can keep you.
Oh, my gosh. I'm deleting this whole podcast. It's over. This is a
you're
waste.
So in trouble.
It's a waste.
How often are you in trouble on the North Shore, Chris?
These days, since I don't party, I don't go out after dark. I don't get in anybody's way in the water. I don't put people or not put people in magazines. I don't get in trouble very often. It's great.
That's good.
We got three qualifiers for the 2020 Championship Tour. Federico Moraes, Iago Dora, and Jadson Andre so far. More to come on that. An epic book just hit the coffee tables of the world. Justin J., H.I., 1K, 10 years, 1,000 photos of the North Shore. It's an incredible story, a graphic journey from the inside of the scene over here. You know Justin J., right?
I don't think I've ever met Justin J.
No way. Justin J. used to be the personal photographer for Jay-Z and Beyonce and P. Diddy. And
definitely haven't met him.
And he started coming to the North Shore, and he started actually was sleeping in the Transworld house in a closet of a room where my brother Justin and I was sharing the same bed.
Wow.
And that photo actually made the book. It's a great book. We're going to talk about it on WSL Surf Breaks today. Plug. We do have sad news. This is a bummer. A Brazilian surfer, former number 22 on the championship tour, Leonardo Neves actually reportedly had a stroke during a surf contest, and he passed away right there in the water.
Wow.
Super heavy.
It is super heavy, but yeah. I'll tell you what, like as far as like the way that I would want to go, I feel like it would kind of be the same thing.
You know what? That's a great way to look at it. He was 40 years old, so a young dude, and this kind of just came out of nowhere. So heavy times, and we have seen a bunch of surfers, not just Brazilians, a lot of surfers from Slater to, you know, everybody down Rossway. Everybody's been talking about Leonardo Neves. He was a power surfer, an absolute ripper. So that was just bummer news to hear. And good news, the Taiwan Open of Surfing World Junior Championships is happening right now in Taiwan. And I might be putting Taiwan on my list of places to go. The waves look super fun. So that's just another two world championship titles that we're going to give out in the next week. World junior titles.
There's so much. I mean, it really comes down. There's like a ton of contests that have like big implications in this next like 15-day period.
Huh. Implication. Good word.
I said it.
Also, gotta give one more shout. The pickup that Stab's been doing is really good. That's all. That's my shout out.
That was the shout out.
The Surfer Awards are coming up. That? Surfer Magazine. This is the biggest night in surfing. Surfer Awards is coming up. We made our picks last week. We talked about it ad nauseum, but I can't talk about it anymore, Todd, because I'm hosting the awards with Dave Wassel and Kaipo Guerrero. And our house band is the Mattson 2. And I know all the winners.
Wow.
So I can't say shit.
When is it again for the viewers, readers, December listeners, 5th. Whatever? Okay.
December 5th. It's going to be live. The Mattson 2 are going to be playing. Kaipo's going to be on the red carpet. It's going to be epic.
Awesome.
Dave Wassel's going to be funny. And I'm just
is it open to the public?
Smile and wave. Like, let's I think you can buy tickets. Can you buy tickets to Surfer Awards?
Invitation only.
Invitation only, Todd. Sorry. Oscars. Sorry, Todd.
But you could,
you're not invited.
If you were staying at Turtle Bay, you could like hang out in the lobby and see stars.
No.
No?
No. We got Kanaka Solutions security on hand to keep people, to keep non-invited people out. I mean, you could probably... Good luck sneaking in past Kanaka Solutions.
Okay, all right.
Good luck. I'd like to see you try, Todd.
Okay.
For once, I'm invited somewhere and you're not.
Well, I could.
I could probably get you an invite.
Sorry, I'll be in the snow.
Sink or Swim is a new film by Salty Crew, featuring Matt Maiola, the Hobgood twins, and Levi Slauson, and more. And I'm excited to see that because, as we all know, Matt is tapped the Hobgoods rip, and Levi Slauson is really making a huge leap forward. He just won the Levi Slauson from Encinitas, California. Just won the what is it called? Quicksilver Young Guns. Did you have any part in that in the Quicksilver Young Guns?
Did I ever have a part in that?
Like, no, you work for Quicksilver, right?
Yes.
So
did I choose somebody? No.
You have nothing to do with Quicksilver Young Guns surf.
No, I don't. Okay. But the snow is coming up again. The Quicksilver Young Guns snow is happening again, and that's a kind of a team effort.
Tight.
As far as who gets chosen for that.
Cool. Good luck.
Very cool.
Do you got any other surf news, Todd?
Not really. I was going to ask about, have you had a chance to talk to Mason or anyone about that crazy, the wave that he designed at Waco? Because there's lots of wave pool news right now, I feel like.
But I'm trying to think of, the wave pool news is there's, remember when we thought it was a joke when everybody was announcing wave pools, like, good luck? Well, now there's like 15 wave pools that are amazing.
It's ridiculous.
We should just retire from oceanic surfing and only surf wave pools.
I think we should try to get to a couple.
Let's go.
All right.
I'm ready.
What other surf news do you have?
That's all the surf news I got. Tune into WSL Surf Breaks if you want more.
All right. So when is the next? What's the next day? When is it going to run again?
Most likely. Well, today's Tuesday. We're thinking Wednesday. Does not go on Thanksgiving, which actually gives me Todd. What are you thankful for?
Oh, you know, my legs that work.
Okay, because you just went skated and you're surfing. That's
just
a good thing
general,
to be thankful for.
It's nice to be upright.
Well, I'm thankful for you, Todd, for you taking the time out of your schedule to talk to me.
This is our job.
Even though
Chris,
I'm deleting this podcast.
Okay, good.
Skate News is brought to you by Adventure.io. I told you, Todd, last week I had a really fun session at Elliot Sloan's house. This is an exclusive Adventure.io experience that you can book with your friends and or family or an enemy. If you have an enemy and you bring them over to Elliot Sloan's ramp and dare them to drop into the mega and fly off to their doom, that you could do that too. We don't advise it.
I didn't realize you could have it by, you know, your enemies too.
Sure. Now Adventure.io is really where you can go to live out your life hammers. And I think we got a video coming soon of myself, my son, and two of his buddies living the dream. And we will have Rhino, your adventure is coming up, and that's going to be fun. the Monday
I'm excited Massacre. About I'm excited about this adventure with us. It's gonna be a great time.
All right, Todd, did you do your homework? Did you watch Baker 4?
No, I didn't. Hate you. I watched Milton Martinez's part about 7 more times, though.
Dude, Baker 4, last week, Baker 4 as a whole is one of the skate videos of the year, if the not skate video of the year, and mostly because of Cater Skater and T-Funk and Sammy Baca. And taking nothing away from Riley Hawk, Figgy, you know, Andrew Reynolds has a bunch of tricks, which is just epic. But to me, those are the standouts in the Baker video. Cater starts it off, and man, has this kid grown up. He's really blossoming in front of our eyes. Ripping. And T-Funk has one of my favorite styles in all of skating. Who else did we like in that video, Dan? What's the kid with the dreads again?
Milton?
No. Tyson Peterson has a crazy good part, too. It's classic Baker. It's classic Baker. Just a couple days ago.
Okay.
Thrasher Mag. Did you buy it or did you get it on Thrasher Magazine? I got an illegal download. Oh, shit. Now I got to edit this out, too. We watched it illegally. Jeez. Sorry. Oh, my God. Rowan Zarilla has crazy stuff, too. Yeah. The whole video is great. But that brings us to updated conversation of Skater of the Year. Here are my five, right, for us
Milton
to talk
Martinez,
about. You're
Milton
saying Milton,
Martinez,
hands down.
Milton Martinez. I think he's got it hands down.
All right. Well, I think the three front runners right now, Milton Martinez, undeniably, and that's also going from the comment boards on Thrasher, everybody's saying Milton. Mark Succi is probably second in contention, and Thiago Lemos is third. I think Oski, Ronnie Sandoval, and maybe Figgy and Cater are in the conversation. Nora was nominated, which is awesome.
I think that's killer that Nora was nominated. I think that's really, really awesome.
It's an honor just to be nominated.
And she's friggin' killing it. Did you see that backside lip slide she did on that, like, kind of like wall ride? Like, it wasn't really like a good transition, but it was a kind of like almost like a smash up wall ride that she threw up into a backside lip slide on some weird obstacle.
Yeah.
Nora's freaking kills it, dude.
Jeez. Agreed. Dude,
have you seen
her
over there?
You don't have to sell me.
Isn't she there right now with Albie somewhere on a date?
Probably. Oh, you know, I see them, actually. They're walking, holding hands on the beach. It's very cute.
Well.
Yeah.
Power couple.
Oh, they're probably on Maui. Albie's filming for an upcoming video that's going to be radical. Oh.
Radical. What?
Shoe news. Thiago Lemos just got on New Balance. So he's off DC onto New Balance. New Balance is low-key put it together a pretty solid team. Jamie
Dude,
Foy.
Their shoes are really good. Have you looked at like a New Balance skate shoe up close?
Yeah, they're good.
They're really good.
I agree. Who else is on New Balance?
Shay Donovan's on there.
The Skate Mafia guy. What?
Which?
Davis Torgerson. What about the legend from Boston?
PJ Ladd.
Did you
forget PJ Ladd?
I didn't.
PJ Ladd's on New Balance? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Tyler Surrey's underrated. That fool rips.
You do forget about PJ Ladd, and then you just remember Wonderful, Wonderful Horrible Life.
Yeah, it's true.
And then it just all comes back.
Dude, are you tripping on the Shaun White news? The Shaun White Olympic roller coaster?
Oh, what is the new news, Chris? I'm not privy.
Dave Carney penned a wonderful piece about your boy Shaun White on Transworld skateboarding.
Wow.
And it starts with this bombshell of an opening line. Shaun White has, for reasons unknown, essentially dropped out of Olympic qualifying. And Shaun White did not respond to requests for comments on this story, which is weird because if we asked him, he would answer. Shaun White's a huge fan of the Monday Mass.
I mean, I don't know why anyone wouldn't respond to Dave Carney.
You're right. So it's been reported Shaun White is not injured. He just didn't go to Rio. He didn't go to the CATF comp. So the whole
interesting.
The whole going on to Good Morning America and saying you're going to skate in the Olympics announcement is kind of for nothing.
Well, you mean it was like a publicity stunt?
I don't know. But all I know is that I've been watching Shaun White's clips on Vert. He's so gnarly. He's still so good at skateboarding.
Yeah, Vert, like the Vert footage that he puts up is insane. There's no doubt that he's probably one of the best Vert skaters ever, you know. But as far as like a pool skater and a park skater, it's a different breed.
I agree with you. One of the best Vert skaters ever. But you put him in a park with Pedro Barros, Ronnie Sandoval, Oski, Sorgente, Corey Juno, and he's not qualifying.
How do you step? I mean, it doesn't matter. You can do a heel flip frontside air 10 feet out, but for me, it just doesn't even compare to like a 300 mile an hour backside tail slide.
No.
Around, you know what I mean? It's there's no comparison.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens.
Interesting.
And in some more good news, this is good skateboarding news. The Ben Reimers Foundation has been started to raise awareness and to provide tools and techniques that people can use to help with the scourge of suicide and mental health. As we all know, super sad. A few months back, Ben Reimers took his own life, and we don't want anyone to do that anymore.
There's a couple of those foundations too, because John Rattray also has that Why So Sad foundation as well. So it's cool to see the philanthropic portion of skateboarding happening, because it is a family.
Absolutely. And if anybody out there is having feelings like that, I know my DMs are always open. I know yours are too, Todd. I know there's foundations out there that you can contact. And you know, we've been talking over here to Cooper Chapman, a young surfer from Australia who's been affected by it. He started something called the Happy Human Factory. So there are plenty of resources out there. Use them. If you're feeling off, use them, because we love you all and we don't want anybody to take that route. So that's it there. I hate to end. Well, no, actually, that's a positive thing. We're ending Skate News on a positive thing. Follow at the Ben Reimers Foundation on the gram. Arm yourself with the tools you need to help people and or yourself.
If you haven't watched the Milton Martinez part on Thrasher Mag, you need to go and do it again.
Agreed.
Again. If you've watched it, you should watch it again.
And for the record, I'm still going Milton Skater of the Year.
Snowboarding
News is brought to you by K2 Snowboarding. The reports coming in from around the snowboard world in terms of snow, just been okay. We haven't... This is what I'm seeing, okay?
Okay, but just, you need to hold on for a second. Because
hold on to my hat.
You were kind of on you were on a downer note, and we got to keep it on a downer note. The passing of...
No. I was segueing to that.
How do you segue to that with powder report?
I was just saying the snowboard season has started off okay, snow-wise, but the biggest, worst news that has rocked the snowboarding world is the passing of Jake Burton, the godfather.
Yes. Jake Burton Carpenter, basically, you know, for us on the East Coast, growing up in Massachusetts, I mean, there was a time when snowboarding was actually called Burton boarding on the hill there, because it was just... You know, it was the predominant board that you saw there. You didn't see any Sims boards back east. It was, you know, if you saw someone with a Sims, they were special. But it was, you know, there was Tom Sims had it going on the West Coast. Jake had it going on the East Coast. And between those two guys, we've lost both of the fathers of modern snowboarding now. And it is a super sad thing, because Jake, the amount of people that Jake influenced and the lives that he touched and the people that he was a mentor to, it's incredible. Jake is the shit, and the industry has a gigantic black hole in it right now since he passed away. And there's a lot of pro riders, people that have worked for Burton, people that he's inspired. Everyone is, you know, they're super sad. His passing leaves a big, big emotional hole in the sport, and it really, really sucks. And, you know, for myself personally, you know, I've known Jake since I started snowboarding, basically competitively. And that's, it sucks. It's horrible news. He fought cancer. He's had some health shit over the past 10 or 15 years that he's beat. And then it was kind of a abrupt, return of this cancer that he beat before. And it came back with a vengeance. And it's cancer. Fuck cancer, first of all. And it sucks when your heroes die. And the best thing that we can do to remember Jake Burton Carpenter is to be innovative and go and ride powder. That's pretty much how we can honor his legacy.
I mean, that's it right there. Period.
Yeah.
There's a lot more that can be said.
There's, you know, but I think that's in my eyes, you know, he's shredding power with Craig Kelly at this point. You know, so it's great. I'd like to picture him riding deep powder.
Yeah, I mean, the influence, the outpouring of love and support from snowboarders, I mean, not surfers, skate, everybody has been incredible.
Yeah, I mean, look, he owned Channel Islands for a while, and basically he was Benji Weatherly's sugar daddy for a bunch of years. So it's like there's just so many different people, and Jake was a surf turkey, you know. He basically bought Channel Islands so he could go surfing and write it off.
Yeah.
He loved it. And there's been a lot of people that he's, you know, come in contact with in the surf world, and, you know, from Coco Ho just through Mark McMorris. And it's just his reach through all of the action sports is crazy.
Yeah. And his friends and family. Benji was the first person I thought of when this happened. And I reached out to him, and I know he was over there with the Burton family immediately after. So it definitely sent a shockwave through the world. And I mean, that's it. That's all you can talk about with snowboarding right now.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
Jake Burton, rest in peace forever.
I mean, there's a little bit more snowboard news. We can just, you know, this is just seems trivial to that news, but we've got a couple comps coming up here, in the beginning of December. There's the Grand Prix series starts, and then there's a bigger event in Atlanta, some basketball stadium or
the Atlanta Huck Jam Throwdown thing.
Kind of, yeah. It's kind of one of those indoor stadium big air contests that is coming up. So that's kind of interesting and neat. Oh, and I was out at Woodward last week, the new Woodward facility that's outside of Park City. Holy cow, Chris! Kids have it easy. They are so lucky.
All time.
It is insane.
I saw you in your little hard hat and your vest.
Yeah, my safety vest.
That was cute.
It's an active work zone. You have to wear that kind of stuff to protect yourself.
We're gonna do a show from there, guaranteed.
We absolutely are. They have the grand opening. There is the 14th of December. 66,000 square feet indoors of trampolines, mini ramps, foam pits, jumps, rails, whatever.
Let's go.
Like, you know, and there's all the outside options you have. There's a super pipe, there's jumps, there's, you know, it's just, it's nuts. It's a gigantic fantasy playground for anyone that likes to fly through the air.
I love it. That's snow news. Nerd news is brought to you by Panic and Coffee and Tea. We got to get to this. The shit's great, but it's long. That's what she said. Disney Plus has been wonderful. I'm on Mandalorian episode 3. I'm sure you are too. And we all know that show is incredible. Baby Yoda.
Baby Yoda's taking the world by storm, Chris.
Baby Yoda's the best. But that's an obvious one. Have you gone a little deeper? Have you watched any of the documentaries? Have you watched the Imagineering story on Disney Plus?
No.
It's so good. It's basically the history of how Disneyland was made.
Oh, wait. Yeah, I have seen that.
It's so good. And they show you the inside.
It's just now on there.
I never saw it. Till now.
Oh, it's good, huh?
Yes.
Walt Disney is a damn genius.
Disney Plus
is marketing to people.
Disney Plus is worth it.
I just like to say, Chris, that you know, the new Star Wars movie is coming up. We got Mandalorian on every Friday. We got Baby Yoda, but here's something: we don't see Baby Yoda in the new Star Wars movie, so that leads me to believe that Baby Yoda dies.
Don't. Stop it. It's enough of that in this episode.
He is going to have his stem cells harvested or something. I'm afraid. I don't want to become too attached to Baby Yoda.
good luck, because you already are. I can hear it in your voice.
Good luck.
Some quick music news. I was very excited when you sent me Via Vale?
What?
The guy from Engine Down in Sparta?
Yes.
How do you say it? It's V-I-A-V-A-L-E.
Via Vale. That's my brain just...
Homie from Engine Down, Sparta.
Yes. Keely Davis.
Keely Davis. He was in At the Drive-In as well?
Yes, he was. He was in At the Drive-In. He was in Sparta and also, and he was in Engine Down as well.
So Via Vale, shit rules. But
it's good, huh?
The ultimate holiday song for Thanksgiving and Christmas and Easter
is called
Friends Coming Home by Chris Cote Solo. And Chris Cote Solo has a show coming up at the Belly Up in January, and we're doing a Rick Ocasek Cars tribute night.
Really?
And I have some special announcements, which I can't say yet. But if you haven't heard Friends Coming Home, it's a song about ruining the holidays for your family by getting fucked up the night before.
Have you ruined a bunch of holidays?
I've ruined holidays. My sister Cheyenne has ruined a few Thanksgivings. My brother has ruined Thanksgiving. Yeah. And it's a true story about getting messed up on the eve of a major holiday. And we've all done it. And if you've done it, you should celebrate the memory of that by listening to Friends Coming Home. It's on Spotify. Chris Cote Solo. I paid for that advertisement, by the way. Todd, we've got questions.
Okay.
I've got a couple here. Are you ready? This one's really long. This is from Mudflap, homie. Mud Motors.
What does Mud Motors
say? It's a would you rather. Cote and Todd Richards surf against Chaz Smith and David Lee Scales.
What?
The winner retains their podcast. The loser has to cancel theirs. Well, that's easy, because we would smoke them in the water. Their podcast is good. I'm gonna give them that. Surf Splendor and the Grit, but hey, they ain't surf like us, Todd.
That's right.
We'll beat them at skate too and snowboard. Let's go.
Yeah, it's over for them even before it started.
And then he goes on to a bunch of stuff. Yeah. That was the first question. Second question is from K Met Kiff on Instagram. And they ask, is Bruce Irons on the North Shore this season or is he injured? And the answer is Bruce Irons is on the North Shore and he was surfing Pipeline yesterday. And to top that all off, I was hanging out with Bruce and Derrico at Foodland. And Bruce rules, and he looks good. He looks like he's ready to shred. So expect to see some Bruce Irons footage and or sightings in the near future. Bruce is on the North Shore, people. It's a good question, though.
Very cool.
What else do we got? This is from Adam Etzart, a longtime commentator, listener. Monday Mass question. What are your biggest nerd boner moments so far on The Mandalorian? This is the way I have spoken.
You like that?
I do like that. This is the way. Todd's biggest nerd boner was for Baby Yoda, which out of context sounds really tweaked to say out loud.
That's what I call my genitalia.
Baby Yoda?
Yeah.
That was my nickname in high school. Any more questions? Let me open this real quick to see if we got any more questions. Frederico Marias liked a message.
What'd he like?
He liked a message that I put up.
Oh, that's cool.
That said, congrats, Freddie. I'm opening the Monday Mass Instagram as we speak. Hannibal Burlesque says... Wait. Hannah, we call this person that every time.
It's you call her that every time.
Hannibal Burlesque. What do you think of the surfing animation in Lilo and Stitch? I learned that the director thought surf footage was beautiful and wanted to show it, even though they had a tiny budget compared to Tarzan. What do you think of the surf footage in Lilo and Stitch, Todd?
I don't think I've seen it, but I'll tell you what, that Surf's Up is probably the best representation of surfing in a movie ever.
Well, you need to watch Lilo and Stitch, and you have Disney Plus, so you can do that. But I agree with you. Surf's Up is probably the best animated surf movie ever. Ever?
Big Z? Are you kidding me?
Dude, Big Z rules.
Big Z's the shit.
All right, well, we're going to leave it at that. Big Z's the shit. We love you.
This hasn't been one of the best podcasts.
It's been, you know what? It's been just okay for me. It's been just okay. And if anybody has made it this far.
We got to get back in the room to get the magic. When are you home?
I feel, you know, you're right. I feel like when we're recording this with you sitting on my lap, it's like way funnier.
Yeah, it's way more awkward. When are you back?
Way more pointy.
When are you back?
I'm back after Surfer Awards. I'll be back December 6th-ish.
Good Lord, that is a long time. We got to do this shit again on Monday like this?
Maybe. Wow. Maybe. We might take next week off. I don't know.
No.
No.
The fans demand. We're going to lose our sponsors, Chris. Let's be honest.
God. Okay. You're right. The Monday mass must move on, even if it happens on a Wednesday.
All right. Mouths to feed.
Todd, I love your work. Thank you so much for taking time out of your super not busy schedule to fit this in. And continue your trip northerly. And give us some updates from the road. I hope you can still provide us with that wonderful Photoshop work you do from your car. Don't do it while driving. That's dangerous. And thank you for listening to the Monday Mass.
Hey, Chris, I'm just going to throw this out there.
Oh, I was just finishing the podcast. It was over.
It's not.
Go ahead. Well, I'm not recording.
You're on the North Shore. How come you're not getting some hot interviews with people?
Oh, my God. You've just insulted everyone in this house that we interviewed before this podcast started. Folky just ran out of the room. Kaipo is standing up and he's just ripped his shirt off. There's too many of them, Todd.
He's
going to
get spam all over his beautifully hairily manicured chest.
Yeah.
Hairily?
Wow. It's like you just shit on all our guests today. You shit on my girlfriend, Todd.
Wow,
I had an interview with Carolyn on there and you said it's meaningless. Carolyn, are you okay? She's upset. Great.
Aloha means
now Carolyn's
goodbye.
Upset. Thanks, Todd. Goodbye.
All right, goodbye. Good. Great. Have a great day.
Bye.